you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
It's a Tuesday edition of the Coach's Corner here on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. And we got to talk some soccer. We've talked a lot of junior college soccer as the season there continues to move on, and USU Eastern actually in action this afternoon. But for this particular segment, we're going to talk Emory Lady Spartans soccer. And joining us back on the air today, we have Coach Eric Nielsen. Coach, it's always great to hear from you. Great to get you back on the show. Thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you. It's always nice to be on your show and get a chance to talk about some soccer.
Yeah, you know, you guys are really, this is a cool thing, Coach. I mean, 2 years of existence, 2 years you guys have now qualified for the state tournament. That's something that just doesn't happen too often. I mean, you guys have had a lot of immediate success getting into the postseason two consecutive years.
We have, and it's really exciting for the girls and the people over here that they've really come in and put in a lot of hard work for 2 years, and they're seeing immediate results from that, and like you said, that's hard to come by, but we're glad for where we're at right now.
The one thing that I know always stands out, especially when you have such a young group of girls like you guys did last year, is the development, Coach. So going back to last season and looking at the end, you know, where you guys ended in the first round of the state tournament last year, and looking at this year's team, how much of an improvement have you seen from the underclassmen?
You know, it's really amazing. It's almost night and day, and I look back at last year, and I thought at the end of last year we were really starting to play well and play together, and this year we've just taken off. The girls have worked even harder on their footwork, their passing, and it's fun to watch our team now. We're passing around some of these teams in our region now, and our footwork has caught up and kind of surpassed some of the teams. Now, that's something we didn't see last year, and huge improvement that way.
Well, before we talk about the state tournament, Coach, I want to talk about the end of the season. You guys finished third in Region 15. You finished 4-4 in league play. You look at that and you say 500, second year of existence. It's not too shabby. You guys had a dry spell there where you lost three games. I had a one goal loss to Gunnison, and then lost to Grand, a team that you guys had beat earlier in the season. Even though you guys managed to bounce back and win your last two league games of the season, were you happy with that 4-4 record, or do you think it's, you know, more plausible you guys should have been 6-2 or maybe 5-3?
Well, I really thought, you know, early in the season we were in a good position. And really kind of looking to take second in reach, and that was more or less my goal this year. And it was a little bit disappointing, and I don't want to make, you know, excuses. We lost over at Gunnison and then a game at home against Penn that I thought we really could have played in. Came up short there, so that was a little bit disappointing, but sometimes things don't go our way. You know, you're always going to have games where girls aren't at their best, and that did hurt us a little bit. But really, we've improved from last year. I'd like to have a positive perspective on things. We've improved. We've got the third seed outright this year, and we've beat every team in our region except for Manti, and I think that's a huge accomplishment being our second year.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And I know Manti, they're a very, very good soccer squad, and I do want to talk about Manti in just a moment because that's a common opponent between you guys and Waterford. We'll get to that. But, Coach, you guys end the regular season with a 5-2 victory over Gunnison. Monumental win there. You guys had a playoff spot already clinched with that victory over North Sevier, but by beating Gunnison, that means you guys were the 3 seed instead of the 4 seed. And in talking to you off of the cup, that's a big difference this year.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's definitely going in as a 3rd seed. You know, it's not uncommon to see 3rd seeds beat 2nd seeds in the playoffs in high school. You know, that's actually pretty common to happen. I think we're in a good spot. Should match up with this team a little better than we would a 1st seed. And so we're excited to go up there and show these other schools what we can do.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory Lady Spartan Soccer Squad. They're getting ready to take on Waterford tomorrow. That'll be the first round of the 2A State Championship Tournament. Emory on the road at Waterford. Coach, this is a team that has won their last three games. They've won those three by a combined score of 29-0. They look pretty good on paper. They're from a very difficult, very talented region in Region 14. They finished in second place, losing only to Roland Hall, and that's a team that they played tit-for-tat with in the two matchups this season. What do you know about Waterford?
You know, I don't know a lot about Waterford. They do have traditionally a very good team. And, you know, most years they make a long playoff run. They're going to be a tough opponent up there. But I have confidence in our girls, and if we can go and have a consistent and hard-played game, I think we can hang with them.
You talk about being consistent. What are some of the aspects of the game that you've noticed sometimes get a little sluggish and that you guys have to improve on to have success in this game?
Well, and I think you know, some of that goes to still having a young team and being our second year. 80 minutes is a long time to really play consistent, hard soccer. Example, the first when we played Manti earlier this season at home, we actually scored first on them. We had them on the ropes, 1-1 tie at halftime, and we played them very well in the second half. It's just a few minutes here and a few minutes there where we kind of let our play down and have a little inconsistency and seem to give up goals at that time. So if we can, I really feel like if we can go up there and have a hard-fought 80-minute game that we'll give ourselves a chance to win.
How important is tempo in this contest? I mean, Waterford, being the higher seed, I would expect them to come out of this game, especially being at home, and be a little bit more aggressive. So for you guys to try to set the tempo, maybe even shorten the game up a little bit, how important is that?
Oh, well, I think, I just want the girls to go out there really and play our game, play like we know how to play. They have scored a lot of goals. Waterford scores a lot of goals. They're going to come out pushing hard. And, you know, if we'll pass, that's kind of one thing that we emphasize. If we'll pass through the midfield and get the ball up to our forwards and our wings early, that kind of spreads the field out so that Waterford's not just pounding on us the whole game. If we can spread it out up the field, it'll open their defense up. It'll give us opportunities. So I look to come out early and try to get the ball upfield, out to our wings, and that'll set the tempo for us and show Waterford, hey, we're here to play. You know, you're going to have to get back and defend us.
In the two-way classification, Coach, we have a lot of academies that have advanced to the postseason. Mazer Prep, American Leadership, Waterford, Roland Hall. I mean, there's quite a few of them. Summit Academies also in the postseason. Why is it that these academies have such success out on the soccer field?
Well, I have my theories and you know, my opinion on that. I don't want to get into that too much. They are put into our 2A classification, and a lot of them have soccer is their main sport. They don't have a lot of other sports. So they're attractive to some of these kids up north that, you know, may not make it onto some of these bigger schools' teams. They can go here to an academy, get a good education, and be able to work on soccer. That's kind of their emphasis at the school, and so they have good teams. And like I said, I don't want to get into that too much. Being in the 2A classification with them, we're going to go up there and play them and do our best to compete with this Waterford team.
With that being said, I mean, you got a school like Manti, who you guys share Region 15 with. They've had some success against these academy schools. So it's not to say that the public schools can't compete with them, because that doesn't seem to be the case at all.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. I think we can go up and have a good choice. Last year, Millard beat Mazer Prep for the championship game. So we had a public school that did it last year. It's fewer public schools are winning the championship in 2A, but it is possible, and we've seen it done. Manti traditionally can make it, you know, a couple of rounds in the playoffs as well. And we're still building. I mean, that's our goal, is to, you know, now we're a third seed, let's make it to the next round of the playoffs, and let's get higher there. Let's go compete with these academy schools.
How important would a playoff victory be to the development of this Emory High School soccer program?
You know, I think it'd be great. There's a lot of excitement now being in the playoff, and to really be able to come back and have some pride in that, going up there and winning a playoff game, that'd be huge for this program. And I don't think if we lose, I don't think it's going to be detrimental. I think there's still a lot of excitement in soccer. So either way, I think our development will continue the way it is, and we'll be fine. A win would be really nice, though.
I don't want to look forward to next season yet, Coach, because obviously there's a lot of soccer still to be played. But how excited are you to bring the majority of this group back? You only have one senior on this year's team, so knowing that you're going to have this team back next season, how excited are you for that?
Well, we're definitely excited, and you know, we already have, these girls are committed here. They've come and worked hard for 2 years. Here's going to be our second year of playoff experience. They're committed to coming in the off season, coming in the summer, and doing these extra workouts to get better and to become like Manti. We talked about this through the season. We want to become like Manti. We want to become like Millard. We want to, you know, kind of become like these schools that can go up and compete with these academy schools and you know, others across the state.
Well, Coach, I always look forward to talking with you. I do appreciate you making out time again. Best of luck as you guys travel to Waterford tomorrow. And hopefully the next time we talk to you, we're talking about a victory and potentially playing at home against either Delta or American Leadership, or playing against Delta or American Leadership.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for having me on your show. And we're going to go up tomorrow and give them all we've got.
That's Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory Lady Spartans Soccer Squad talking about their first-round matchup against Waterford. Best of luck to the Lady Spartans. We'll keep tabs on them right here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we'll talk NFL football. Week 5 is now in the books. And if you're 1-4, is it over with? How many teams have made the playoffs since the NFL went to a 12-team playoff back in 1990 after losing 4 out of your first 5 games? We'll dissect that. Which teams can we write off, and which one-win teams are still very capable of getting to the postseason? Plus, we got to talk some baseball. David Ortiz, his career is over. Big Poppy finished. We'll talk about that when we return to Tribe Time Sports.